How are your relationships today? Personal, professional, could they be better? Welcome to Talk Time with Trish, with host Trish Ferrante and co-host Lisa Stewart. There are so many variables that affect our lives. What makes the difference in our lives is genuine communication. Now, here are your hosts, Trish Ferrante and Lisa Stewart.
Dr. Lisa Stewart, and welcome to Talk Time with Trish. Our show is about improving communication for both men and women. If you don't love being alone with you, how can you expect anyone else to? When we love ourselves completely and compassionately, we stop beating ourselves up and gratefully appreciate each experience in our lives. It's another way to enrich and nurture our soul and others. This is the motto of our guest today, Jennifer Masters, the self-love guru. She is an author, hypnotherapist, certified life coach, mother of three, master energy healer, and ordained minister. As a Scorpio, she unabashedly says she has enjoyed sexual expression. She assists women in finding the sacredness in sex. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you, Lisa. Really glad to be here.
Oh, it's so nice to have you here today. And that whole concept of really, truly loving ourselves is one that I'm passionate about, and also one that I see a lot of my own clients as a counselor really struggling with, and not only females, but males as well. I know your focus tends to be working with women, but I think that's the self-love concept is so important.
Without it, everything seems to be in a dark hole. And with self-love, everything flows much more easily.
You know, I agree so much. And, you know, you have such an interesting background. I want to hear just a little bit about what got you involved in hypnotherapy, energy healing, and life coaching. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I had a difficult childhood and was molested by four different people by the time I was 12. And my family was rather dysfunctional. I mean, I love my family, but they were dysfunctional. And like so many family situations and childhood trauma, it carried on into my adult life. And so I had low self-esteem. And being a victimized child, I continued to attract men that would continue to abuse me. And I complained. I was negative. I had no self-respect. I didn't have boundaries. And I found as I got into my 30s that my negativity, because I had bladder infections all the time from being so angry, and found that my negativity was causing illness. I had fibromyalgia and Epstein-Barr disease. And so I started, I was 32 actually when I came out with my abuse and started talking about it. And
so I just want to interrupt you real quick, because obviously you went through quite a bit of trauma at a very young age, and you know, and you're certainly not alone in that, but when you're going through it, I imagine you felt incredibly alone.
Well, absolutely. You do feel like you're totally alone, and you feel like nobody understands you. And, you know, I wasn't validated even, you know, by my parents. So I think
what happens is you learn you don't learn how to validate yourself. Would you agree with that?
Well, you don't know how to self-advocate, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 'Cause if your parents aren't teaching you and your experiences are negative, you know, I think it's hard, especially at such a young age, to learn to do that for yourself. But it sounds like you came back to that and you were able to learn to interact in a more healthy way.
I did it on my own. I did try traditional therapy, but I even had issues with that. So this is why I feel so passionate about helping others, because having somebody to help you see how you're relating to others and how you're experiencing your world and what you're creating with your thoughts, it's really powerful to have that advocate to help you. It really does make the journey a lot easier. The illness part, I have to say that as I became more positive and stopped complaining and stopped being so negative and self-critical, the illnesses just mysteriously went away.
Wow, that's an incredibly powerful message for our listeners. And I know on previous shows we've talked about how, you know, optimism actually is a healthier way of life, and that there are lots of illnesses in general that correlate to negativity and, you know, negative thinking.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And then negativity, you know, with so many women with breast cancer today, there's a reason for it. And the fact that many of us don't know how to nurture ourselves, we give so much to so many that, you know, we're the ones that end up missing out. We feel angry. We feel bereft. We feel empty and also exhausted from giving so much. And the reason we do this is because we want to be loved. So we're looking for that validation on the outside instead of focusing on the inside.
Sure. And you know, and I think you know as well as I do, you can't, if it's only external, you know, in terms of your validation, you're so dependent on the outside world for everything. I think it sounds like the message you're trying to get across is that we need to depend on ourselves, and we need to, you know, really nurture ourselves and learn to do that.
More than depend on ourselves, because when we're in that weak and unworthy state, it's really hard to imagine depending on ourselves.
Right.
But beginning to focus inward first, and then you recognize that you can depend on yourself, because that inner journey, rather than focusing, when we focus on the others, we're always pointing a finger saying, you did this to me and you did that to me, instead of looking at, how did I create this? What is my responsibility in this situation? How did I make this happen?
Now, I want to just stop for 1 second, and because I'm always very cautious about not blaming the victim. And that's, how can you respond to that? And in terms of, I just, you know, when you say we create it, tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, this may sound a little foreign to some people, but my belief is that we choose our life path, you know, with the help of the divine before we're born. We choose our parents, we choose our siblings, and all of this is laid out for us even before we're born. And so we create the situations that are going to evolve our soul the most. I mean, the purpose of us being on earth is spiritual enlightenment. Most people miss this point, but that's why we're here. We're here to learn, grow, and evolve. And in that process, help others. In helping ourselves, we learn to help others as well. So creating it, I chose, perhaps not exactly the situations, but I said, yes, I really want to get it this time. I want to become enlightened in this lifetime. So give it to me hard, give it to me fast. I want it all. I really want to evolve.
Okay. And which is very courageous. I mean, that's a powerful, what you just said was an incredibly powerful statement, that it almost sounds like you're willing to take on the world.
Well, absolutely.
You wouldn't have it any other way, would you?
I wouldn't have it any other way. And if you had told me 20 years ago that I would be doing what I'm doing today, I would have said, you've got to be kidding me. To be able to stand in front of people and talk openly about my life and my situation and how I changed my life without feeling ashamed or embarrassed. I used to be so ashamed of everything that happened in my life, and I don't feel that at all.
Well, and it sounds like, again, those were some of the early messages you probably got, that it was your fault, or that you needed to be ashamed or embarrassed. But it requires, I think, a lot of work to reprogram and really reprogram our thinking. Would you agree?
Absolutely. But even if you look at what the churches have done to us, there's a lot of shame and guilt, even, you know, historically, with all cross-culturally, that we're instilled with guilt from a very early age.
Yeah, exactly. And that may not be the healthiest message that the religious world has given us, but I do know that you also seem to be an incredibly spiritual person. And how do you bring that spirituality into your life?
Well, it's it's in my life from the moment my eyes open in the morning with prayers of gratitude. And I do a process called Ascension, which is like mantras that I do inside, and I do those throughout the day. I meditate, I pray. I mean, all the healing that I do, all the coaching that I do, God is in it. You know, I don't do any of this without God's help.
Okay, so you have a lot of divine intervention in your life, it sounds like.
I do. And the key is that I listen. And, you know, I'm not perfect. I'll say that there are still times that I second guess myself, and I'm always shown that the trust needs to be there, and trusting in the guidance, that it's always accurate. And it is. It's never has steered me wrong.
Well, Jennifer, I definitely want to hear more about this, but it is time to take a short break. This is Lisa Stewart, and my guest today is Jennifer Masters. You're listening to Talk Time with Trish on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Stay tuned.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Does love continue to elude you? Are you in a relationship because you're afraid to be alone? If you're looking for love on the outside, try opening the door and love yourself first. Our guest today, Jennifer Masters, is a certified life coach, master energy healer, hypnotherapist, and a mother of three. Whether you have had unsuccessful relationships or you don't know how to nurture yourself, Jennifer has the experience and the educational background to guide you. Jennifer can help you heal your emotions and put you on a path to a happy, full, and complete life. Jennifer will be hosting a self-love retreat in Hawaii in December of 2013. For information about the self-love retreat, you can email Jennifer Masters at divinehealingnow@yahoo.com or go to her website, jenniferelizabethmasters.com. That's divinehealingnow@yahoo.com or find her on the web at jenniferelizabethmasters.com. Talk Time with Trish is sponsored by the 8-time award-winning Managed Care Concepts, where excellence is our only option. Services include managed mental health care, employee assistance, and drug-free workplace programs. With an emphasis on confidentiality, stability, and experience, we get results. Our individualized attention allows us to have a 100% customer retention rate. Our dedication, customer service expertise, high engagement, and utilization rate allow us to go that one step beyond the rest. Managed Care Concepts is at your service. Talk Time with Trish is also sponsored by Rachel Liu Gluten-Free Foods. Based in Long Island, Rachel Liu's gluten-free foods are sold in some of the biggest retail grocery stores in the New York area and will be coming soon to Whole Foods stores in Florida. You can also purchase Rachel Liu's gluten-free cookies and muffins by going online to www.glutenfreemall.com and search for Rachel Liu gluten-free foods, and they can be delivered right to your front door anywhere in the country. Created by nutritionists using high-end quality ingredients, Rachel Liu's gluten-free foods are 100% natural, meaning not only are they nutritious, they're totally delicious. To order, call 516-679-3033. Or visit our website, RachelLiuGlutenFreeFoods.com. That's 516-679-3033 or RachelLiuGlutenFreeFoods.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Talk Time with Trish. If you have a question or comment regarding today's program, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you prefer, you can send an email to info@talktimewithtrish.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, this is Lisa Stewart, and welcome back to Talk Time with Trish. My guest today is Jennifer Masters, and we're talking about if you don't love being alone with you, how can you expect anyone else to? And before the break, Jennifer, we were talking about your how you actually listen for God's influence in your life and with your clients and how you listen, I imagine, intently with your clients. In your experience in working with the women that you work with, what is the most common issue that you see that they struggle with?
The biggest thing that I see is that women will be with somebody they don't love just to have a man in their lives. That's probably the biggest. And then the other thing is blaming others, you know, pointing the finger at their partner or spouse.
Now, and I imagine you have lots of stories and lots of situations that you've been involved in. Can you give me an example of one of those?
A recent client that I've been working with on my 12-week program came to me with, she was in love with a man, and he hadn't called her for a while, and she, you know, she really felt like he was her twin flame and this really deep connection. And when he didn't call, you know, she started looking for somebody else, and this other man showed up, and she had him move in with her. Then the other guy showed up that she was so deeply in love with, and she lost him because she had this other man in her life.
Her fear of being alone led her to jump quickly into another relationship instead of really stopping and thinking about what she wanted and needed for herself.
Well, and that's key. She didn't even know herself to know what she wanted.
Wow. Now, I'm going to go back. You mentioned twin flame. Tell me about that. What is twin flame?
A twin flame is someone who is actually, it's a part of your soul. So it's like the male component of your soul, or if you're a male, it is the female component. So you are so alike and fit together like a cup and a saucer. You can think something and the other person reads your mind. It's just this beautiful love that is just amazing. But twin flame relationships are very short in duration. They usually come in to teach you something profound. I write about it in my book, Odyssey Victim to Victory. I had a twin flame myself. They come in very fast, and usually they're gone.
Well, that does lead us into, tell us just a little bit about your book. Why, you know, what's it called? Why did you write it? I know that now that we've piqued the listener's interest, tell us a little more.
Well, it's called Odyssey Victim to Victory. It's the story of my life so far. And it journeys my life from the beginning, how I came into this life and how challenged it was. And what I learned from each part of my life. At the end of each chapter, I do sort of an assessment of, well, this is what I learned. And yes, there was abuse in this relationship, but this is what the gift was. And I talk about my vibration at the end of each chapter, where I was. And it shows how I evolved through life and healed.
Wow. And again, healing from such trauma and tragedy, I think some people would say that appears to be way too overwhelming and insurmountable. How did you get the kind of the courage, the strength? What would you suggest to other women who are in the place that you were in terms of how to gather the courage and the strength? What do you suggest that they do?
The motivational factor is pain. If the pain is so great and you want your life to be different, reaching out and getting help is key. It's very difficult and challenging to do. Is it possible to do it on your own? Yes, it is, but it will take a lot longer. It took me 20 years. But pain, and I suffered so much. I was so depressed. I was depressed for probably 20 years. I had chronic insomnia. I was unhealthy. You know, I've been married and divorced 4 times. And see, this is typical of people who've been molested or abused. They don't love themselves. And so they keep on seeking that love outside. And coming from this half-filled place, the only relationship you can attract is another half-filled person. And generally speaking, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say 2 half people don't make a whole person. I say that all the time.
All the time. And so you feel like this 3-legged table, and you're searching for that other table leg to prop you up, and it never works. It never works. You have to be full and complete to come into a relationship.
So what are some things that women can do to start that process of feeling full and complete? And I understand about getting help and getting some professional insight and wisdom, but just for someone that may not have the resources to do that, are there some things that women can start doing on their own just to start building themselves up?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing is just to have the awareness. So start to notice what your thoughts are. What are those negative thoughts that you're thinking about yourself? And it's just like training in a gym. It's baby steps. So notice that you're making these negative thoughts. Stop yourself. And then I use mantras like I love me to substitute. So when I start saying something negative, I pull in this I love me or God loves me. Being aware, focusing inside, instead of pointing a finger and looking at what everybody else is doing, look at yourself. What am I doing? What am I saying? What am I thinking? And what am I feeling?
Now, you know, I'm going to play devil's advocate for a minute, because some other people or people in general may say you need to focus on your partner and really attend to your partner and try to see what they want and what they need. Do those two things go together? Because I think it's got to be a back and forth in most relationships.
Well, absolutely. A partnership it's a two-way street, and there is give and take. The issue, though, when you're extremely codependent and have low self-esteem, is that we tend to give everything and have nothing left for ourselves. And then we feel angry that we've given so much. So yes, you want to be attentive to your partner, but not to the point where you're turning yourself inside out like the runaway bride. You know, she didn't even know what kind of egg she liked. She was doing what her partner liked. Yes, what kind of eggs do you want? That's what I like. So she didn't know herself to even know what she wanted.
I think a lot of our listeners could probably relate to that movie in terms of just, you know, I see many of my own clients really twisting themselves into a pretzel to meet the needs of their partner.
Absolutely. I call it the chameleon syndrome. I was a chameleon, and this is what happened, and many people may relate, where you try so hard to win that man's love and you do whatever it is that he wants you to do. And then after you get married 2-3 years down the road, you feel like, oh, this isn't even me. And you start to be yourself. And then your partner goes, well, where did my wife go?
You change the rules, right?
Right.
Well, and then as the woman, you discover that the man you're married to isn't someone that you even like, because you were so different and behaving so differently that you attracted the wrong partner. Would you agree with that?
Well, I agree with that. But that comes from attracting a partner when you don't feel whole and complete and love yourself. That whatever self-hatred you have inside of you, you're going to attract somebody with the same kind of self-hatred inside of them.
So then you've got two negative self-hating people, which certainly doesn't sound like a very good relationship.
Oh.
Now, in terms of, and I want to start on this, we are getting ready to take a break in just a minute, but I understand, and we've talked about the fact that you've awakened. What does this mean to you?
Well, it's a gradual process of witnessing from the outside. Instead of, it's almost an egoless state where you can see things from a different perspective. And instead of being caught up in drama, you still get angry, you still have emotions, but instead of stewing over an issue for days or weeks, an issue will come up and almost instantly it flows through you and you move through it. I'm not saying you don't experience emotion. As a matter of fact, your emotions are more intense. But it is a state of you're coming into alignment with the divine.
Wow, that sounds like an incredibly powerful experience, and I do want to ask you more about that, but it is time to take a short break. This is Lisa Stewart, and my guest today is Jennifer Masters. You're listening to Talk Time with Trish on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Stay tuned.
future of online TV is here.
View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
Talk Time with Trish is sponsored by Henderson Behavioral Health. Henderson is the oldest and largest community-based not-for-profit behavioral health care system in South Florida. Striving to be a community problem solver, we have carefully and intentionally focused our efforts on some of Florida's most urgent behavioral health and human services needs. Operating over 650 housing units throughout South Florida, Henderson maintains the highest level of CARF accreditation and has done so continuously for 20 years. Henderson Behavioral Health celebrated their 60th anniversary Diamond Jubilee this past month. Talk Time with Trish would like to congratulate Henderson Behavioral on a great 60 years. Talk Time with Trish is proudly sponsored by Health International Products. Not only are they a sponsor, but our host, Trish Ferrante, uses the product herself. It's new, it's patented, and it's changing the nutritional supplement industry. Energy Eccentric is the liquid capsule within a liquid capsule that controls the release of the energy formula for an 8-hour period. This revolutionary product eliminates the negative side effects of the immediate rush you get from energy drinks and shots and delivers a nice, slow burst of energy and controls it for 8 hours. Energy Eccentric is being sold in retailers all over the United States, including Rite Aid, Kroger, GNC, Kmart, Meijer, Winn-Dixie, and coming to Walgreens in the near future. For a free sample, please call 727-576-4513 or visit our website at 8hoursofenergy.com. That's 727-576-4513 or 8hoursofenergy.com. Talk Time with Trish is a proud sponsor of the third annual Jackson Laskowski Keep Hope Alive Charity Golf Tournament, hosted by Tim and Michelle Laskowski. This amazing event will take place on Saturday, July 13th at the Westchester Country Club in Boynton Beach, Florida. The event will include a golf tournament, awards dinner, raffle, and live and silent auctions. Jackson is a 6-year-old little boy battling stage 4 liver cancer, and we are looking for sponsors and golfers for our fundraiser to benefit our nephew Jackson. You and your family or company can be a part of this very special event by golfing or donating sponsorships or items to help pay for what is not covered by insurance. You can call the chairperson, Michelle Laskowski, at 561-252-2933 or go to the website employeeassistanceprogram.com to see the link for more information. That's 561-252-2933 or go to employeeassistanceprogram.com. Thank you for your support and love for Jackson and his family. Please keep hope alive for our children battling cancer.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Talk Time with Trish. If you have a question or comment regarding today's program, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you prefer, you can send an email to info@talktimewithtrish.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Talk Time with Trish. My guest today is Jennifer Masters, and we're talking about if you don't love being alone with you, how can you expect anyone else to? And Jennifer, before the break, you were sharing with us about the process of awakening, and you mentioned that instead of being caught up in the drama, you allow the issues or the emotions to sort of pass through you. Can you continue on that vein a little bit?
You know how families can have all kinds of things going on and you can get very caught up in the situation. You tend to just watch it. You don't get involved in it. And that's
sort of like watching a movie or watching it on, like, that's less emotionally intense. Is that what you'd say?
Yes. And you don't get, you know, hooked. You're not hooked into it.
Now, what I use with my clients, I talk about emotionally disengaging, and, you know, some of these dramas often, to me, my analogy is the runaway train careening down the mountain, and I encourage people to just unhook your car from the train, you know, get out of, you know, move aside and let the train do what it wants to. Is that similar to what you're talking about?
Well, yes. I mean, for example, you could have a boyfriend or husband or wife that's just emoting and screaming and yelling, but you know it has nothing to do with you. You just allow them to go through their stuff and their tantrum or whatever it is they're experiencing, and just, you know, you might make comments, but you're not going to start yelling at them and join in.
Okay, so just allow people their feelings, and it doesn't have to be personal. You don't have to take it on as your stuff when it belongs to them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, great advice, by the way, great advice. And is there anything else in terms of awakening? How can you give us some steps to move in that direction as well? How would we start the process of awakening?
Well, I meditated every day. And I continue to do so. The journey inward is a connection with yourself, but also with the divine. And meditation is probably the fastest way to get there. And I have a meditation called the Divine Presence Process Meditation on YouTube, which I recorded for people, because what it does, it connects you to your own heart, and it helps you feel filled with love. And then there's this beautiful exchange of energies. Meditation is something that will help enhance your life. It lowers blood pressure. It reduces stress. It helps you to feel better. It gives you a better start to your day. So I highly recommend it.
That's Jennifer, probably you mentioned it's on YouTube, and I'm so glad you said that, because I was just going to ask how, you know, for someone that's never meditated, how can they learn to do this? And you really gave the answer. What is the link for YouTube, or is there, you know, how would they connect with that?
Well, they can just Google Divine Presence Process Meditation, okay, and it will come up.
Wonderful. That's a great start, you know, an introduction perhaps for someone that's trying to learn to do this very powerful technique, because I agree with you, it's incredibly powerful. Now, I know, you know, earlier when I introduced you, I said that you're the mother of three. So what is it like for your children to have someone, to have a mother who teaches self-love?
Well, it's been interesting, I think, for my kids. My oldest two, Adam and David, tell me that without the background, they wouldn't be who they are. And, you know, they come to me for different things and ask me to clear them from time to time. And I've even had my youngest, Ariel's friends, ask me to clear them as well. Would you please clear me? And so the thing about it is that not only have I taught them, but my children have been my biggest teachers.
And I think as parents, they always, you know, if you're open to it, your children will be your biggest teachers. But the key is being open to it. And now you mentioned clearing. Again, I'm going to have some people ask me later, what does that mean? Can you share with us what that means?
Certainly. I believe in past lives, and most of our issues come from past lives. 95% of the things that we have going on today came from some past life where we killed somebody else, or they killed us, or, you know, there's all these different roles that we've played over and over again. And all of those things create patterns and programs within our energy field, within our soul. And an energy clearing, and there's all different types that I do. I do money clearings, I do an auric clearing, and then there's this deep clearing where I go into past lives and clear those programs. What it does is it gives you focus, clarity, peace, and calm. And people report to me that they sleep better. You know, they may have suffered with insomnia for years. And the biggest thing that I hear from them is, I slept like a hibernating bear. So, it can release depression. I've cleared suicide for people, people that have been diagnosed with schizophrenia. It's not schizophrenia in many cases. It's just attached energies. And when you get those attached energies clear, then you stop hearing the voices.
So it sounds like, from your perspective, a lot of the negativity that's going on is related to negative energy from past lives. And what you're describing is just like cleaning house, emotionally, spiritually cleaning house is what you do.
Well, that's exactly right. You wash your clothes, you clean your house, you wash your car. So why not clean your soul?
Mm-hmm. Well, and now, do you have some examples or an example of how that worked in someone's life?
I do, as a matter of fact. I have a client who I met on Facebook. She found me, resonated with me, and she's in India. She's a homeopathic doctor. And she was with a man who she didn't love, and she really wanted to have, you know, a deep connection with someone. So we did a series of clearings, and between that and coaching, I helped her move from this relationship with somebody that she didn't love, and clearing her energy field brought in someone that was of a more positive nature who she really did love. And he went back to the United States, and I worked with her, did some more clearing because she freaked out when he went to the United States because he wasn't calling. And so I cleared him, and they ended up getting engaged in November when he returned to India. And then they started having issues with her mother-in-law-to-be. The mother-in-law did not accept Falak and did not want her to be her daughter-in-law. So I cleared the cords and ties, et cetera, between the woman and her mother-in-law-to-be, and also the fiancé and his mother, and between the three of them. And I just met with them. They came to California this past week. They've been traveling around for 6 months since they got married in January.
Wow, what a beautiful story. And as you were talking about issues with the in-laws, I imagine you'll get lots of phone calls from people that are wanting to clear issues with their in-laws. And if that's what it takes, that would be pretty amazing.
One of the things that I'll mention is I always ask permission before mm-hmm. I do that kind of work. And yes, you can clear the energy between you and somebody else without their knowledge. It is possible to do so.
Okay. Well, and it's, you know, and I think, so again, just to clarify what you're saying is the issues from past lives often get in the way. They create conflict perhaps where there doesn't need to be any conflict. It's not necessarily related to what's going on now, but what happened a very, very long time ago. Is that where the negativity is often?
Absolutely. Do we have time for another little story?
Sure.
Okay. I had a client in Sweden who came to me with issues with his teenage daughter, who was 14. Every time he asked her to do something, she battled with him. It's time to get up. She battled. It was time to go to bed. She battled. So she fought him on every step of the way. So I did a past life reading and then a clearing. And I found this past life where the two of them were in Norway. And this was a long time ago in Norway. And they were fighting. They were both men in love with the same woman, and they had a fight to the death because one said, well, if I can't have her, you can't have her. And they were having a sword fight, and he, the dad, pushed his daughter, who was also a man, down and ran her through with the sword. And as he leaned forward, she pulled her sword up and he fell on it. So they died on top of each other. And dying on top of each other, they bled and, you know, body parts, soul parts got intertwined and intermingled. So I had to clear the soul parts from each of their bodies and souls and then reintegrate them. It sounds bizarre, but all I know is that after I did the clearing, he said to me that everything, all these challenges just mysteriously vanished.
Wow. Which again, you know, you don't know, many people may not know how it works or why it works, but from your experiences, I can hear how passionate you are about this process.
Well, it absolutely does work. And I've had, you know, like I said, a teenage boy came to me. He said, would you please clear me? And he got picked up by his mother and he came back into the house and he said, would you please clear my mom? Because she's yelling at me.
I'm sure there's lots of teenagers that would like for you to clear their parents. So. And I do want to talk about that a little more, but it is time to take a short break again, unfortunately. And this is Lisa Stewart, and my guest today is Jennifer Masters. You're listening to Talk Time with Trish on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Stay tuned.
stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com.
Talk Time with Trish is proudly sponsored by Rachel Liu Gluten-Free Foods. Based in Long Island, Rachel Liu's gluten-free muffins and cookies are sold in some of the biggest retail grocery stores in the New York area and will be coming to Whole Foods stores in Florida. You can also purchase Rachel Liu's gluten-free cookies and muffins by going online to www.glutenfreemall.com and search for Rachel Liu Gluten-Free Foods, and they can be delivered right to your front door anywhere in the country. Created by a nutritionist using only high-end quality ingredients, Rachel Liu's gluten-free foods are 100% natural, meaning not only are they nutritious, they're totally delicious. To order, call 516-679-3033 or visit our website, RachelLiuGlutenFreeFoods.com. That's 516-679-3033 or RachelLiuGlutenFreeFoods.com. Talk Time with Trish is a proud sponsor of the third annual Jackson Laskowski Keep Hope Alive Charity Golf Tournament, hosted by Tim and Michelle Laskowski. This amazing event will take place on Saturday, July 13th at the Westchester Country Club in Boynton Beach, Florida. The event will include a golf tournament, awards dinner, raffle, and live and silent auctions. Jackson is a six-year-old little boy battling stage 4 liver cancer, and we are looking for sponsors and golfers for our fundraiser to benefit our nephew Jackson. You and your family or company can be a part of this very special event by golfing or donating sponsorships or items to help pay for what is not covered by insurance. You can call the chairperson, Michelle Laskowski, at 561-252-2933 or go to our website at theemployeeassistanceprogram.com to see the link for more information. That's 561-252-2933 or go to employeeassistanceprogram.com. Thank you for your support and love for Jackson and his family. Please keep hope alive for our children battling cancer. Does love continue to elude you? Are you in a relationship because you're afraid to be alone? If you're looking for love on the outside, try opening the door and love yourself first. Our guest today, Jennifer Masters, is a certified life coach, master energy healer, hypnotherapist, and a mother of three. Whether you have had unsuccessful relationships or you don't know how to nurture yourself, Jennifer has the experience and the educational background to guide you. Jennifer can help you heal your emotions and put you on a path to a happy, full, and complete life. Jennifer will be hosting a self-love retreat in Hawaii in December of 2013. For information about the self-love retreat, you can email Jennifer Masters at divinehealingnow@yahoo.com or go to her website, jenniferelizabethmasters.com. That's divinehealingnow@yahoo.com. Or find her on the web at jenniferelizabethmasters.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Talk Time with Trish. If you have a question or comment regarding today's program, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you prefer, you can send an email to info@talktimewithtrish.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, this is Lisa Stewart, and welcome back to Talk Time with Trish. My guest today is Jennifer Masters, and we're talking about if you don't love being alone with you, how can you expect anyone else to? Jennifer, before the break, we touched a little bit on parenting teenagers, and that's a real strong interest of mine because that's the point in most parents' lives that I think they struggle with the most is how to encourage and nurture these, you know, almost adults, but they're not yet emotionally mature enough to be adults, but they think they are. What suggestions do you have both for the parents, in particular for the parents, because they're the ones that are hopefully going to be listening, as to how to help these teenagers love themselves and the teenage girls in particular?
One of the things that I recommend is talking with your kids as much as possible. When they are speaking to you, really listen. I know that I used to sit down with my kids and I would be half listening and doing other things while they talked to me. And my relationship with my kids really shifted when I began to really engage and listen. Respecting your children. You know, yes, they are children, but they deserve respect. Of course, they need to respect you as well in turn, but, you know, giving your children the respect that they deserve and helping them to be self-advocating. It's really important for them to learn how to speak up for themselves early. And one of the things that I have a 16-year-old daughter, and one of the things that is really disenchanting with the teens today is that the boys are expecting sex. And if you know, they'll go after a girl, and if she doesn't give it up, they drop them. If she does give it up, they drop her. So it doesn't seem to matter which way you go. You know, sex is a part of it, but it shouldn't be the determining factor of whether you're liked or not. So,
well, and it sounds like it doesn't work. So, no. I mean, I think that's an important message to get across, is that if you think that, you know, having sex with this boy is actually going to keep him around, what you're saying is it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
And then they walk away feeling ashamed and isolated and lonely, and they're disrespecting themselves.
Absolutely. And the thing that really is disturbing is often that the girls that are not getting role models at home, you know, to support them, the modeling that they're having at home may be sort of similar to what road that they're on. You know, there's a lot of women who bring men into their homes and they're not really in serious relationships. So, you know, being careful about what you model for your children, because if you are not in a serious relationship, I mean serious, like engaged, then date in secret. You know, go away, meet them somewhere else, but don't bring them into the home, because you're modeling negative behavior for your teens, and that's key.
Well, and because what you're suggesting is obviously when you're going to be intimate with someone, there needs to be a level of trust and, you know, a longer term commitment when you're going to be physically intimate with someone. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, absolutely. If there's a serious commitment and, you know, deep bond and relationship as opposed to you're just dating them. But I see it all the time with clients that come to me where they're with one man, you know, for 3 weeks, and then they're in love with somebody else, and then a month later they're with somebody else. And this is not a good role model for your children.
Well, and they've introduced all of these men to their children, and I think what happens is the children get attached. If the, you know, they become attached as well. Right. So you're forcing your children to date when they haven't asked. They didn't sign on for this.
No.
So I think that's really great advice for people, just to, again, what you're saying is slow it down, correct?
Slow it down, but also I'm really particular about what my daughter wears to school. And I know that, you know, kids will, you know, they'll do what they want to do. But if you can try and guide them to wear clothes that have people focus on what's inside the clothes as opposed to what's hanging out of the clothes.
I agree with you. And my daughter's 9, but I can tell you I'll be keeping an eye on that, a very close eye. So
there were a couple of times that my daughter tried to leave the house with low-cut tops. And I said, wouldn't it be better if somebody looked at your face when they spoke to you? And so she went back and changed.
Nice. Well, it sounds like the two of you have a nice enough relationship that didn't become a battle, that she respects your opinion enough to hear what you're saying, which is really important, you know. We are getting ready to wrap up this final segment of the show. And one of the things we always like to leave everyone with are some tips and tricks, some ideas, some really concrete things that people can do to make a positive difference in their lives. Do you have some ideas?
I do. Focus on you. So look inside and see what it is that you're creating. If you have a reaction to something that's going on, it's your reaction. It's not the problem of the other person. Be responsible for your own happiness. Nobody else can make you happy but you. And be present. Be here now. Don't focus on the past or what might happen in the future. Be present right now.
Those are wonderful words of wisdom. And going back to the first thing that you mentioned in terms of focus on you, it also sounded like you were saying own your feelings.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Absolutely.
That no one can make you mad or hurt or angry, that it's up to you to choose.
Absolutely. How you react to situations is up to you.
Okay. And then being responsible for your own happiness, love yourself. I mean, that's really what you're saying, correct?
Well, you cannot find love outside of yourself. You've got to love you first. If you don't love yourself, you won't be able to really receive love or give fully because you're only half full.
Again, great words of advice. And being present, I think we all need to be grateful for each and every moment and look for the positive and pay attention to what's happening now. Even going back to what you were talking about with your children, tuning into them. Don't do 12 things when they're trying to talk to you. Look them in the eye and be present for your children and your significant others.
Because they know what you're not when you're not listening.
Oh, they do. They absolutely do. I know that as a mom. And Jennifer, it's been such a pleasure having you here today. And I just really love the work that you're doing. So, again, I hope everyone will be getting in touch with you to learn more from you. But thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Lisa. I really enjoyed it.
And before we close the show, I want to invite you to tune in to next week's show, part two of Autism, Now What? Living a Quality Life with return guest Patty Smith. And that's all the time we have for today. I'd like to again to thank our guest Jennifer Masters. Until next week, be genuine, sincere, and authentic.
Thank you again for tuning in to Talk Time with Trish. Please join us again next Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. This week, see what you can do to improve communication with those around you.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com.